Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a very, very interesting show for you today. During the first hour of Physical Culture Radio, 20 more questions for Carl and Brooks. Last show was so popular, we have more questions to answer. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. Then later in the show, at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Paul Constanti to talk about amniotic and placental stem cell therapy for tissue and injury repair. Very, very exciting. A lot of us are living with injuries that could be completely reversed with stem cell therapy, and it's easy to get. And we're going to talk about that during the second hour because more and more people need to be aware of this. But first, things first.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Where do you keep the flame, Brooks?
Well, I've got a fire-breathing dragon or two on my work area, and I have a I have a good luck candle and other assorted good luck items, and I guess that's where the flame is.
Brooks didn't want me to talk about this, but Trudy keeps the flame, and she lets Brooks play with it from time to time if he's good. Anyway, okay, so we have 20 questions, 20 more questions. We're going to try to buzz through them all in this 1 hour. In traditional fashion, I have not read the questions. I literally just printed them off moments before the show. I haven't even had a chance to study them because I want to be just as surprised by my answers as those of you listening. This has really turned out to be something that the audience likes, huh?
I've gotten a ton of great feedback on it, and I looked at the number of shares. People had shared it on Facebook off of your website, and it's like, humongous. It's like, it seems to be one of our most popular things ever. So
who knew?
It's pretty interesting. Yeah.
I'm surprised people care what I think. That's the funny part of it.
Well, I'm just guessing, but I'm assuming that people like the format because it's so fast. It's just boom, boom, boom. And, it's kind of funny. They're getting off the top of the head stuff, it's not like there's been a lot of, study and thought and careful craftsmanship that goes into each answer. It's just, here you are, boom. It's sort of like doing a press conference, and you never know what kind of question you're going
to
get.
Right. So let's get to the first question. This seems like a pretty simple one. What are the three best exercises and why? Will you go first?
Wow. well, I will cheat. A squatting exercise, a stand on your feet pushing exercise, i.e. a pressing exercise of some sort, and a stand on your feet pulling exercise of some sort.
Yeah,
so that's either three or thousands, depending on how you define it.
Well, and I think that's a good, I think the squat is absolutely a very important exercise. In fact, a new study just showed that Heavy resistance training of the legs affects the brain. It improves brain function. So think about all the people who lose their memories out there.
First the legs go, and then the brains go.
And then, yeah, and then and think about that. It's true. And
it
then,
is.
And then I think the second one, and why I went in and trained legs again, for the, I haven't trained legs in weeks because of my spine. I did train legs today, and I feel so much better. I think I would have to just stay with you on this one. Pick a pressing movement. A ground-based pressing movement where you're standing on the ground, and definitely a ground-based pulling movement, like a bent-over row. I think those three movements, I think the squat, the overhead press, and the bent-over row, you could live on those three exercises.
Yeah, do very well on them.
What is the most important part of the body to train and why?
Well, do you want me to go first again?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is Physical Culture Radio. People are more interested in what you think than I think.
Yeah, but you already gave the answer away. The legs.
Yeah.
I think it is most important to train the legs. The reason is we stand on our legs, we walk on our legs, we're bipedal, we are designed to use our legs. When you use your legs, you use your hips, you use your lower back, trains your balance. Upper body is important, but I'll tell you what, for human beings, Homo sapiens, legs are number one.
I think the most important body part to train is the body part that you feel is the most efficient on your body. I think if your legs respond to just walking and you're doing well, that's great. I mean, I saw a guy just recently, a bodybuilder, who had the same problem Branch Warren had. He's got amazing lower body. His upper body is lacking. I'd say to him, you'd have to train your upper body more. So I really think, for me, not to be semantical about it, I think it's the body part that needs the most attention. That's the body part you should be training.
Well, that's interesting. Now, I guess, you know, the other side of the coin would be the least important part of the body to train is the part that you love training because it's the best developed part.
Right, exactly, and the easiest, and you're the strongest at it, and that's why you should be doing the other things.
Yeah.
You know, and not to, like, give a part A, part B, but possibly the most important part of the body to train is the brain, and I mean from the standpoint of physical exertion, learning to cope with strain, and so that, because that really is where the rubber meets the road. When you start feeling fatigued, it's in your brain.
And I was actually thinking of giving that as a response too. That's sort of my fallback. And you know, another one, just to get to give ABC very quickly.
Yeah,
Carl, what if we learn in the not too distant future that exercise has a profound and beneficial effect on gut bacteria, which, as we are now learning, has a profound and either good or bad effect on
health,
the health in general, the rest of the body. What if it turns out that the most important part of the body to train is the gut bacteria?
Mm-hmm. Through your training. Yeah.
Yeah, because they respond in a certain way to your training. How interesting would that be?
I'm sure it's going to be discovered. It has to be. This next question, if you could only use one piece of training equipment, what would it be and why?
An adjustable barbell, because it is...
That's it.
It gives you more variety than anything else you could possibly use.
And when you say adjustable, you mean not a fixed barbell that has a fixed weight, but like an Olympic bar with plates.
Yes, or what we used to call an old-fashioned exercise bar.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're using exercise plates or Olympic plates or whatever. The point is you need to be able to add weight in small increments and gradually work up over time to, you know, really heavy weights.
I would agree with that. That's what I was thinking, because that's the most universal piece that you could do so much with. Which leads to the next question. Squats or deadlifts, which is better and why?
I think it varies from person to person, and it depends on your body structure. There are some people who are built for squatting but not deadlifting, and vice versa. And if your body is designed for deadlifting, that's probably going to be the best exercise for you. Similarly, if your body is built for squatting, that's probably going to be the best exercise for you.
I have a different a view on this.
Okay.
I think the deadlift is the king of all exercises, and here's why. The squat is profoundly impressive exercise for activating so many muscle groups simultaneously, and also balance, standing on your feet type exercise. And the deadlift takes it a step further and engages the arms, the grip, the shoulders, the pecs, the traps, the upper lats, and everything else in line. So it's actually like the squat plus, in my opinion. And I would say this and point to the fact that you've got guys that can squat 1,200 pounds, but they can't deadlift 600 or 700 pounds. And because they'll say, well, I don't have a good grip. Uh-huh. So in other words, you are strong as long as it doesn't require all this other voltage to activate all these other muscles. So to me, it would be the deadlift. And that's why the deadlift was always my favorite movement, too, because I always thought that it was the one movement that was a true example of overall strength and physical integrity. Walkable cities, are they one of the keys to lifelong strength and health?
Wow, what an interesting question.
Yeah.
You know, if you've ever been to a European city, mm-hmm. or a North American city that is designed like a European city, and you're able to walk around, you don't need a car at all, you just get out and walk, you find yourself getting a tremendous amount of exercise over the course of the day, burning an enormous number of calories.
Without even thinking about it.
Without even thinking about it. And, you know, you're outside, you're in the fresh air. It's just absolutely the best thing ever. And so I would say walkable cities, are they one of the keys to lifelong strength and health? Absolutely. And, Carl, I'm going to throw this out because it's on my mind. A lot of us are going to high school reunions, mm-hmm. 30-year, 35, 40, 45, maybe even the 50-year reunion. If you go to a reunion and it involves a bunch of people who have lived in a non-walkable city, in other words, somewhere where everyone drives everywhere, and they are now 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, compared to people in a walkable city, you'll see an enormous difference just in terms of how big people are and how much extra body fat they're carrying.
I would say that it's important for lifelong health, not necessarily strength. I think strength is a totally different paradigm and you have to give attention to. But I do agree when we know that inactivity leads to early mortality, and living in a city where you must walk to get places, to the restaurant, to your
mm-hmm,
job.
Mm-hmm.
These people are logging 15,000-17,000 steps a day without thinking about it, where we have to wear a Fitbit and go, oh, I need more steps.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I would say lifelong health. I don't know about strength. Let's try this last question before the break.
Okay.
Are weightlifters, bodybuilders, powerlifters, and other strength athletes narcissists and self-centered? Yeah, and we're proud of it, too.
is that your actual answer?
Well, my answer is actually a variation of that. When I was married, my ex-wife used to hate the fact that the gym was so important to me. And the fact that the gym was important to me she called me a narcissist. And everybody has things that are important to them. But an interesting thing. So if going out with your girlfriends and having Mexican food every Wednesday night and margaritas is important to you, you're being social. If going to the football game with your buddies is important to you, you're being social, right? But if going to the gym and training hard, which has profound health benefits, is important to you, you're a narcissist. Because the focus of the results is on you physically. So I would say they are not narcissists. there are narcissists within those communities. But if you have a well-balanced life, but you are, but one of the things that's important to you is eating an ancestral diet because you know it's healthy, and it builds muscle and maintains muscle as you age, getting to the gym and training regularly, because it makes you feel good, better than going out to have margaritas and Mexican food with your girlfriends. You're not a narcissist if you also paying attention to your kids, keeping a job, you know, and all those other things. I think that, that activities that benefit the person doing them shouldn't make you a narcissist, but for some reason in this society they do. It's only when you do for others that you're accepted, but when you do for yourself, you're a narcissist. So I really, that's a sore spot for me, actually.
Many years ago, Bradley J. Steiner wrote an article, I think it was in Iron Man magazine, where he addressed that very same issue, the spouse or girlfriend or significant other who is resentful of the time that you spend in the gym. And he flat out said, if that's the situation, you need a better, more understanding, more supportive spouse or girlfriend or significant other.
I'd agree with that.
And, I mean, you know, those are strong words. That's harsh words. But, you know, it's something to think about in the real world. And, related point, when you're training, you're not only training for yourself. You're training for others.
Yes.
You know, you become a much better boyfriend,
Everything.
Husband,
right.
Significant other of your own, provider, supporter, when you're strong and healthy.
And I would submit that those out there who don't train, who don't eat healthy, who are becoming fat, they're becoming sick, they are actually the narcissist. They are actually self-centered. They are actually selfish because they are engaging in behavior whose endpoints will become burdens to everyone else around them.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's flip it. Let's flip it and be honest here. If you are one of those people who doesn't take the time to train, but you have plenty of time to go out and buy a bottle of wine and drink it on a Friday night, if you're one of those people who can't go to the farmer's market and buy food, but you'll go to some crappy restaurant and down a half a dozen burrito taquitos, you're the selfish narcissist because you are going to burden other people. That's how selfish you are. All right, we have to take a break. And what a good time to take a break because I can feel myself getting heated up now, so I have to calm down. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio. We are doing another episode of 20 Questions with Brooks and Carl. Don't forget to show some love to the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik, by going to his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. Also, check out Amazon.com for all of the great printed books and e-books that are available from Brooks Kubik. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I was wondering where these songs were. You know, the automation software rotates songs in our library, and they try, so it doesn't seem too redundant.
Mm-hmm.
And I love these mashups with the German bands in there. This is a great song. Hold on. I love that part. I train to that once in a while.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, one of the benefits of having this library is I get to listen to it whenever I want.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so in 25 words or less, well, that disqualifies me. What is the best diet for losing unwanted fat? I got a short answer for this one.
Go for it.
Assuming by diet you mean that you are restricting something, so we're assuming that we're not saying a hypercaloric diet. We're assuming it's some sort of hypocaloric diet.
Okay, if hypercaloric and hypocaloric are hyphenated, you're way past 25.
Okay, so here, no, I was
saying. Or if they're not.
I was setting it up. Here's the answer. The diet that you can stick to for the longest period of time.
Ah, interesting. My answer is different. I think that we ought to just come out and recognize it and say it. A low-carb ketogenic diet is far and away the best for most people, and it is much better if you use natural foods as exclusively as possible in that diet. Mm-hmm. Recognizing that, I'm over 25 too, recognizing that some people have allergy issues or digestive issues or food intolerance issues that change what they need to do, and they're special cases. But I'm talking about for the majority of people in general, I would say go the low-carb diet.
Yeah, and I would agree with that, except if you're one of those people who, for whatever reason, you can't stick to it. Because the real magic in a diet is not necessarily exclusively from the macronutrient makeup, but the fact that you stick to it long enough to actually see weight loss.
Yeah, that's true too.
Both of you are close to age 60. Who are you talking about?
Really? Who said that?
I'm 57. I'm a long way away from 60, man. Yeah, I guess if you round up, I am 60 already. Both of you are close to the age 60, and you've been training for a long time. What keeps you going?
Well, I'm 58, so I'm close to 60. I've been training for almost 50 years, and what keeps me going is that training feels so good.
Yes.
I love doing it. I love how I feel after a workout. You know, you have that feeling that you could just rip a tree right out of the ground. I love how I feel the next day. And in general, I love how I feel when I'm training as opposed to how I feel when I'm not training. So all of those things keep me going. The other thing that keeps me going is knowing that there is an entire world, literally, of dinosaurs around the world who are training, and they inspire and motivate me, and the members of the superhuman nation who listen to this show, same thing, they inspire and motivate me. So I've got lots of inspiration and motivation going on. It's easy to train.
I would agree with the first part. It makes me feel good. And why wouldn't I do something that makes me feel good? I want to add to that I'm going through one of the greatest challenges of my life the past year or so. With health issues. I'm not any different than anyone else in this audience. I've got torn hamstring, torn bicep, spinal compressions, sleep problems, gut problems. I've got it all. And all I can tell you is when I wake up in the morning, I wake up sad and I feel like I don't have a lot of hope. I just know that I just need to get downstairs and get on the treadmill first. That's how I start my day. I get downstairs, I do my 20 minutes of cardio, and it's like the sun starts to come up in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've been training fasted again lately. You know, I'm always alternating play. So then I have my tea. I talk with Elisa. And then I get to the gym. When I get to the gym, I don't necessarily feel like I'm going to have a good workout. But I've been doing this so long, I just get into the autopilot mode.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, today I train legs. I took off from legs for over 3 weeks now. I just did some leg press, leg curls, leg extensions, hip thrust, just some, but not going too heavy. Man, I walked out of the gym and I felt great. So this is my medicine right now.
Mm-hmm.
If it's making me feel this good, it's got to be doing something good for my body too.
Yeah.
And I sincerely believe that if I stopped training now, I would succumb to a lot of the issues that I have.
I think that's right. So do not try that as a test. You know, Carl's going to take a 6-month layoff and report on his results. Heck, we might not see Carl.
No,
I'll
never. I'm not going to. Which just feeds into the next question, which is going to have to wait till after the break. But the next question is, how much longer do you intend to continue to keep training?
I think I can guess the answer.
I think everybody can. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now. At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best.
RUI-products.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about a type of stem cell therapy that's available to you right now, probably in your hometown. You probably don't know much about it. And we're going to explain it because more people need to be aware that it's available. Okay. How much longer are you going to do this? How much longer do you intend to do this? I actually think my ex-wife asked me that at some point in our marriage. How much longer are you intending to do this? Let's see. How much longer do I intend to breathe? How much longer do I intend to eat food? How much longer do I intend to sleep at night? You know, people who ask those, and I know the listener is not asking this type of question, but in that vein, but people who ask that type of question, it's because they don't get it, that this is part of the fabric of our lives. It's like asking someone, how much longer do you intend to drive to work? When are you going to start walking?
Yeah.
What? You know, that doesn't even dawn on me.
Well, I talk about lifelong strength and health, and I think that kind of gives the answer away. You know, I plan to keep on training as long as I keep breathing, which I think is your answer, right?
Yeah, and the training may change. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, like, just today I was walking around the gym and feeling my strength coming back, and, you know, I have these moments of clarity where I think I can get back. In fact, the two guys training today, two young black guys that I really like. We always talk, mm-hmm. and they were deadlifting today. And they were, you know, they were working with 405, and they were, and they've seen me in the gym before. And the one guy says, "Come on, man!" And I says, "Nah, I got some, you know, lower spine problems." And I was watching them, and I thought to myself, "I'm coming back. I'm not staying where I am. I'm coming back. I'm fighting my way back. I will be on that platform again, doing those things." And when I said it, it resonated with the core truth in my life. I felt like I wasn't just trying to convince myself. It was like, yeah, if I do everything right, I can definitely get this back, and I will do everything right. So the training style may change, but when will I stop? Never. I'm never going to stop training. I'm hoping, I've said this on the show before, I hope that I die in the gym. I hope that I'm down in the hole, you know, with the bar across my back pushing out, and everybody goes, "Hey, do you hear Carl died? What was he doing? Let me guess. He was squatting." "Yes. How did you know?" You know, that's it. What better way to go? Doing what you love.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, okay. Both of you credit the women in your life, Elisa for Carl and Trudy for Brooks, with providing support and inspiration for your physical culture journey. What advice can you give others who are trying to share a physical culture lifestyle with their partner?
What an interesting question. I usually don't get asked for relationship advice either on this show or in general. You know, if you're trying to share a physical culture lifestyle with your partner, hopefully that's something that, you know, it's one of the reasons that you were attracted to one another, because you were both interested in a healthy, active lifestyle. That makes it easy. And I guess, you know, so that's one thought. And the other bit of advice would be support each other, but don't compete with each other.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say?
I would say that if your partner, if you didn't come into the relationship both loving physical culture, and you found it and they didn't, then find ways to include them in it. Mm-hmm. Make it easy for them to do what you do with you. That's what I would say. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Give them a chance to fall in love with it the way you did, if you're not fortunate. But if you guys came together in physical culture, and one of you is changing, and you find your wife complaining or something, find out why. Like, is she not feeling well? Maybe she doesn't feel like she can train anymore. Help her get back into it.
Yeah. You know, the be supportive part of the question is kind of the key to me. It works both ways.
Yeah. What's the best place you ever trained, and why was it the best? I know your answer already.
Yeah, my answer is my garage gym where I train right now. And I guess the second answer is anywhere that I can put a barbell down and I've got a good place to do the kind of lifting that I want to do, and it's quiet and I can concentrate, that's all I need. I can get a great workout there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've trained in lots of different places. When I was in Las Vegas at the Olympia, I trained at that Gold's Gym when all the Tony the X-Man Freeman was there and Jay Cutler was there. But, I mean, I like just training at my home gym, LAC. I, you know what? It's a community. I walk in, no less than 15 people say hello to me when I walk in. It's like that TV show Cheers, where everybody knows your name.
Yeah.
I love going to the gym. So I would just say at my home gym, LAC, here on Westport Road. Can younger trainees ever learn anything of value from older trainees if they pay attention? But unfortunately, most of them think they know it all already. Go ahead. That's my answer. Go ahead.
I've got to agree with you on that. Younger trainees can definitely learn and should learn from older trainees, and unfortunately they don't, and that's probably the result of mistakes made by both the younger and the older trainee. You know, it's difficult to guide and help and mentor in an appropriate and non-obnoxious manner, and I guess if you're young, you look at older people and you think, you know, they don't know anything. You know, when you're under 30, everyone over the age of 30 is a dummy,
right?
You know, and then when you're over 30, things kind of start shifting,
right? Right. What did you have for breakfast today? I fasted today, but normally I have two servings of low-fat Daisy cottage cheese and a serving of oatmeal, usually with some fruit and cinnamon. That's it. Very boring breakfast.
Mm. Well, if people are following me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, they've already seen a photo of it. It was an omelet made from 4 eggs that we got at the farmer's market from free-range happy chickens. So 4-egg omelet with spinach, mushrooms, and onions, topped with smoked salmon, some sliced cucumber and sliced tomato on the side. All of it, other than the smoked salmon, came from the farmer's market. And that was breakfast today, and breakfast every day is pretty similar.
Okay, let's roll right into this. What does a typical daily menu look like for you, or is it always different? You go first.
Okay. Well, as I said, I just described breakfast, and that's pretty typical. Lunch is 12 ounces of ground beef using grass-fed, grass-finished ground beef that I buy from a local farmer at the local farmer's market, usually with a great big salad. Sometimes I top the salad with a sliced apple or berries or other fruit. Sometimes I have sliced avocado or tomato or cucumber or whatever on the side. I often have a sliced dill pickle with that because it's basically a probiotic, very good for digestion. Dinner is similar to lunch, but it instead of a salad, I usually have one or two cooked vegetables. And again, I usually stick to the grass-fed beef that we buy at the farmer's market. Sometimes we have wild salmon, sometimes pork, but the grass-fed beef is my favorite. I do better, feel better, train better when I'm eating beef as opposed to other meat. So that's my answer. It's fairly dull and boring, but boy, it's effective.
I'm generally a four-meal-a-day person. If I'm not fasting, I will have the breakfast that I described a moment ago after doing my morning cardio. Then post-workout, I will drink a protein drink, generally with either an apple or a half of a yam. Then after the show, I have my Hot Logic usually cooking. Today it's got a pound of grass-fed ground beef, freshly chopped ginger, freshly chopped onions, and freshly chopped red peppers, everything organic, of course.
Well,
and then I have another, it's going to be great. I can't wait. And then I have my meal with the Lisa, which usually is some other animal protein and a salad. I try to have salads later in the evening now because they're lighter. I try to make my big meal the one after my show to feed the training in the morning and then get a little lighter in the evening. And that's it. That's, again, very boring. We're going to take a break. It looks like we just have four questions left, and we're going to have to rattle through them. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio. Stay tuned.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NVDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I misspoke. We have five more questions. Okay, here they go. What movies have helped inspire your physical culture journey?
Wow, interesting question. Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky III. Rocky Balboa, Chariots of Fire.
Really? Yeah, that is a...
Yeah, I mean, that one is hard to beat. Vision Quest, particularly because I was a high school wrestler. Remember that.
Right.
And another one that people don't remember came out when I was... Came out in the 50s, I think. We is in W-E-E, meaning a small, wee little lad... Wee Geordie, about a little boy who grows up to be an Olympic hammer thrower. Yeah, it's a great movie. And I saw that when I was a kid. You know, he sends away for the mail order course and the whole thing. It's pretty cool.
I think I would have to agree with you about Rocky One. I would have to also say some of the early movies that I like to watch now, the early Hercules movies, even though cinematography is a bit antiquated, I still fall in love with those again from when I was a kid. I have to be honest. I think Pumping Iron. I think that it depicted a lifestyle of bodybuilders in California. For me, I used to watch, when I first started training, I used to watch Pumping Iron, certain scenes of it, like the scene where Arnold and, what's his name? I can't think of his name now. He became Ed Corney were training legs, doing squats until Ed Corney collapsed on the ground and he was just laying there panting. I mean, that was one that inspired me to train. I would watch it right before I train.
Interesting.
What do you listen to music when you train? And if so, what music do you listen to?
I usually do, not always, but usually, and I usually listen to the soundtrack to Rocky Balboa. Sometimes I've listened to, like, sort of a mashup of different songs from Rocky albums. And sometimes I've listened to Wagner, you know, The Ride of the Valkyries, another, you know, really powerful, strong music. And what I found, this was interesting, is that for a really heavy workout, I do better with vocals, something that's a combination of, you know, very strong, powerful singing combined with strong, powerful music. It's more effective in, you know, revving me up than the music alone.
I am a devotee of three groups, three artists when I train: Linkin Park, Nirvana, and Eminem. I listen to those three almost exclusively when I train, and when I do get tired of it, I will listen to something vastly different, like Andrea Bocelli or something. But that's just kind of to clear my mental palate.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, any given morning, if you stop me in the gym and say, let me see what you're listening to, it'll probably be something from Linkin Park, Nirvana, or Eminem, and the occasional Drowning Pool or somebody like that. You know, I love that song, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. Like, mm-hmm. I play it right before I'll do something very heavy and kind of get into that. So I'm a typical geek, like, when it comes to that. Do you ever practice meditation during the day? I used to, and it was when I felt the best, and I probably need to start doing it again.
Answer, yes. And I'm with Carl. It's something that's well worth doing, and you'll feel a lot better.
You know, when I overcame my biggest challenges, I was meditating first thing out of bed in the morning, and then I was meditating late in the afternoon, generally around 4 o'clock or so. And now I don't meditate at all, or I meditate on occasions, and I really need to make it part of my life again. So that's a bookmark for me. Do you ever have a bad workout? And if you do, what do you do about it?
Answer, yes.
What do you do about it?
Everybody does. Yeah. And answer, what do you do about it? You come back the next time, mm-hmm. and you have a better one.
What can you do about it? I adapted a saying for my bad workouts that I got from Coach Wade Johnson, who, elite powerlifter, totaled, I forget, it was 2,200 or whatever it was. And he said the only bad workout is a missed workout. And I agree to that. I, you know, if I show up at the gym one day and I have plans, I'm doing something heroic and I don't have it, but I do something anyway, I did a good job. Each of you has helped thousands of people live and enjoy the strength and health lifestyle. Are you satisfied with what you have done, or do you want to do more?
I think by the nature of who we are, our personalities, I'm never going to say I'm satisfied. I'm always going to say I want to do more, reach more people, teach more people, help more people. So it's like training. I'm going to keep on doing that for a very, very, very long time. I have no plans of stopping.
Yeah,
how about
no,
you?
I mean, I don't even think about, first of all, I don't think about how I help people. I got to be honest with you. This is not a canned answer. I don't think of it that way. I do this because I love it, and I feel like there are other people who love it too. And we're all just kind of on this journey together. I just happen to be on this side of the microphone, and you guys happen to be on that side of it. That's really how I look at it. I've never, ever told anybody or boasted that I've helped anybody or anything like that, because I don't think of it that way. But what I do think is, am I satisfied with the results of my mission thus far? Yes. Do I want more? Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think 2016 is going to bring about some things that we're going to launch in the way of the supplements that I think will be able to help more people too. I'm not in this business. I didn't get into the supplement business to dot the landscape with products that look like everybody else's. Primal D is being relaunched. We have a new protein product being launched. We've got a lot of really exciting things that I think that will be the kind of products where people go, this helped me. And that's what I'm looking for in that area. I don't want people to say, oh, well, I buy your product because I like your show. I want people to buy it and say, I buy it and I keep buying it because it actually changed my life. It helped me. But, yeah, I'm not done yet. No way.
Yeah.
And I don't ever see myself getting off the air. I there's times where it gets tough for me because there's just so much going on where I think maybe I'll just do a once a week show someday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that I have more time to do other things. There's writing I want to do that I have no time for. I'd like to travel and lecture, and talk about the things that I can talk about that, you know, I don't have to be a professional in any area, but what I've acquired and learned. You know, when you think about it, for 10 years I've done this show. When you look at the amount of hours that I've put into this show, I mean, how is that any different than going to university with the quality of guests that I have? I mean, the scientists that are breaking research about microbiome and from, you know, 2-3 years ago. I mean, I feel like I'm at university. I feel like I've had an education here, and I'd like to share some of that. So,
well, sounds like we agree on that, and I think we pretty much agreed on almost everything.
Yeah, I think we did. And well, no, you're not a fan of protein powder. I use protein powders. I was surprised that you'd listen to music. I thought you were going to say you don't listen to music because you like to be focused. But I think music actually amps people up when it's the music that speaks to your soul for your workout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but no, I think that, yeah, most of these things we definitely agree. The one thing we definitely agree on is no matter how you train, no matter what you like to train, the fact that you have to keep on training for the rest of your life is important, and you need to think of it the same way as you think of breathing. Somebody says to you, so when do you plan on stop breathing? If I can help it, never. So,
Yeah. It really is something that brings so much to your life. And once you realize that, the idea of not doing it anymore is
sad.
It's sad, and it's almost unthinkable.
Like, I shared with Brooks when I was starting to figure out what was going on with my legs. I actually thought I was developing multiple sclerosis, and I shared. Brooks was one of the first people that I talked to about it. I know I don't have MS now, but when I was going through that, I was scared that I had MS, and I thought, okay, so maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years from now, my legs won't function, so I'm just going to be able to train my upper body. And I started to think about Adolfo Cereme, who was on my show, who was a wheelchair bodybuilder, and I thought, okay, I can see it. I get a wheelchair. I'm going to have the best upper body anybody's ever seen. It never dawned on me to say, well, if I get MS, then I can't train anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, what can I still train? So, I mean, no, there's no end point to this. This is not a thing that you do. This is part of your autonomic nervous system. You know what I mean? It's like you blink, you breathe. You don't think about those things. Your heart beats. You don't think about those things. You train. You don't think about those things. You just do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's probably something that resonates with the vast majority of listeners. And hopefully, if anyone is sitting in listening and thinking, I don't know, not sure, give regular training a try. See what it does for you. And I bet you're going to go back and say, you know what, I agree. I'm going to start training, keep training, and I'm never going to quit.
Yeah. We are working group people, and we are proud of that, aren't we?
That's true.
All right, Brooks, thanks a lot, brother.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Dr. Paul Constanti. There is a stem cell therapy available to you right now in your hometown, I'm betting, that can alleviate a lot of the problems you may be having with injuries. And no one's talking to you about it because everybody thinks stem cell therapy is something that you have to go to some clinic in Mexico. No. There's been major breakthroughs in stem cell therapy, mainly where they get the stem cells from. We're going to talk about that now. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, for a long time, we heard a lot of stuff about stem cell therapy, that it was going to be the next big cure for so many different disorders and diseases. And then it just kind of just went away. And it went away around the time where the whole ethical question arose from, well, where are these stem cells coming from? And, you know, and people were just like, oh, wait a minute, this is not a good thing. And it disappeared. But in the meantime, without people's knowledge, the ways of harvesting stem cells have progressed where there is no unethical questions any longer. And the utilization of those stem cells, is in full effect. And some people are seeing amazing benefits from this, but most people in the United States aren't even aware about it because no one's talking about it. We're going to change that now with my next guest, Dr. Paul Constanti. How you doing, Dr. Paul?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Carl.
Now, Paul is a friend as well. We both train at the same gym, and we got into this discussion one day, and he was like, no. There's plenty of stem cell therapies out there. And I'm thinking, well, I'm pretty close to the information line here. Why don't I know about this? And he sent me some research, and I was like flabbergasted. So let's first of all talk about what has changed in the harvesting and origination of stem cells that has been a game changer for the stem cell therapy segment.
Well, there's real interesting is there's different ways to harvest stem cells. One is adipose-derived cells where they actually pull it out of your fat. There's another one called bone marrow aspirate cells where they actually punch your ileum or your tibia and they pull the bone marrow out and they spin it down to pull the stem cells that way. And then now what's really interesting is there's amniotic cells that are placenta tissue matrix, which is basically the interstitial collagens and the membrane in the woman's placenta where they can actually pull them and concentrate them out of there as well.
And that's some of the more exciting stuff from some of the research that I've been digging around on. It stands to reason that the placenta and the amniotic fluid are to that forming baby what the atmosphere and water and food that grows on our planet is to us. It's really the gateway for developing the fetus. And so it's like a factory of stem cells, isn't it?
Exactly. And what's really interesting, not only is it a factory of stem cells, but in this milieu, you could say, there's growth factors, there's collagen, there's hyaluronic acid, there's this tissue that everything grows from. And what's really neat about it is it's so new that the body's immune system can't even pick it up, so there's a very minimal chance of rejection against it.
Now, are these considered mesenchymal or progenitor stem cells? Is that what these are?
They're pre-mesenchymal. They're actually like right before they even turn into a mesenchymal cell.
So that's really exciting. Okay. Now, the next question is, I'm sure on people's minds when they hear placenta and amniotic fluid, you know, the lightning rod on stem cells was back in the day, they were getting them from fetuses, and then the whole thing, well, where are the fetuses coming from? That's not a question with these, right? Because these are being harvested from the placenta and from the amniotic fluid of women who are undergoing C-section therapy, C-section delivery, and have said, yeah, I don't mind you taking that stuff.
And not only that, they've been screened, they're out of a tissue bank. And what's really interesting is that when you have large pharmaceutical companies that are actually backing this research and producing it, it's all controlled by the government, which is really a good thing under the FDA.
Right, right. Okay, now, when they process these stem cells, is there a process to them? Do they take them and somehow, you know, quote-unquote, wash them or prepare them? Or do they just keep them in their raw state until they're ready to be used?
Well, actually, they morselize the stuff so that it can actually flow. There's two ways they do it. For the joint problems and the physical medicine problems, they make it into a flowable tissue matrix. But they also can keep it in a membrane form for, like, doing aortic grafts or surgeries for, you know, rebuilding different organs and using it for surgical grafting as well.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Yes.
Now, do they, we all know that real vitamin A, through X receptor activation is what causes one of the driving factors, in stem cell differentiation. Do they then put these in any type of supporting fluid, in the case of the flowable one, so that it has everything it needs in order to differentiate into the desired tissue?
Well, they use different stuff to preserve it or to put it together, but there's two ways it can come. One way it can come is in a room temperature injectable. Then also there's another way it comes, which is on dry ice. So it's been frozen all the way down, and then you just defrost it right when you do the injection, and then away it goes.
But what drives differentiation, right? So if I take stem cells and I inject them into a joint, and I want them to differentiate into chondrocytes, am I depending on the environment of the synovial
vessel? Exactly. Yeah, the environment itself is going to call forth, because if the tissue is damaged, the body knows the tissue is damaged, so two things will happen. It will cause the defects to begin to regrow and regrow cartilage in the area, but it also activates your body's own immune system, and now your body starts sending its stem cells over to the area as well, because those are the growth factors involved with it as well.
So the body also releases stem cells in response to seeing these stem cells. Now, does that mean that these stem cells are more of a secretagogue, or do these stem cells actually become a part of the tissue that's being formed?
Both.
Okay. Interesting. Very, very interesting. So how successful is it using this type of a stem cell, flowable stem cell, in different, and we're going to get into the different things that it can be used for, but how successful is it? Is it like it worked for some people, but there are some non-responders, or is it pretty much work across the board?
Well, first of all, you got to make sure, like, if you're going to do a knee, that there's no a completely torn, you know, tendon or ligament in there, that you're not going to do it on that, but on a partial tear. We've been having about a 90% result rate, 85 to 90%, and what's interesting is we're seeing pain changes where the pain actually starts to decrease within 2 weeks, but this process could take up to 9 months for them to fully grow.
Interesting. So even though you see early progress, it continues to progress and heal.
Exactly. I've even done them on myself.
Seriously?
Yes, I did both my ankles and both my hips about a month ago.
And just to see what it felt like and how it would react? Or?
Well, I've had damage. I've had arthritis in both hips and arthritis in both ankles. And right now I have had no pain in my ankles whatsoever, not even the weather changes, nor am I feeling the weather changes in my hip. My left hip, which was worse, is probably at least 30% better within a month, which I'm really happy with, and it's, each day it feels looser and it moves better.
How long do you think this intervention will last? Is it something, you know, like back in the day, I remember going for hyaluronic acid injections in my knees, and that only lasts for a while. Is this something that is a permanent change to the tissue? Not obviously, you could re-injure it, and if you don't remove the insult that caused the problem in the first place, but is this something that has to be redone every so often?
No, this should be a permanent fix. Maybe the possibility, you know, a couple of years down the line, you might need to do a booster, depending if you didn't remove the initial insult, but it's more of like a one and done.
Pretty exciting. Let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the different conditions that you can apply this type of injectable stem cell therapy to. Plug your website. You're here in Louisville, Kentucky, so those who listen within the driving distance can reach you how?
At dynamicmedrehab.com. That's dynamicmedrehab.com.
Okay. All right. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more of Dr. Paul Constanti. Stay tuned.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive.
We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Have you tried Exact yet? You can get a free sample at superhumanradio.com. Just click the Exact banner ad and they will send you a free sample. You don't even have to pay shipping. It's really free. Check this product out. It doesn't use a lot of caffeine and it doesn't overstimulate you. It doesn't give you the jitters, but it gives you a mental focus and clarity that you will not get from any other product on the market. Go get your free sample today. Tell them Carl sent you. We're talking with Dr. Paul Constanti. We're talking about a stem cell therapy that's probably available to you in your hometown that no one is talking to you about. The truth is that stem cell therapy, for some reason, has just kind of fallen by the wayside of with interest. But as we can see here, there are some big players involved in a new way of harvesting stem cells that takes the whole ethical, moral thing out of the question and allows people to benefit. In fact, veterinarians are using this right now as well, believe it or not. In preparation for the show, I was sitting in the sauna where quite often Paul and I commune. And I was telling the guy about the discussion today, and he said that he has a German Shepherd that has hip dysplasia. And they gave the dog stem cell injections in both hips. And 3 weeks later, the dog was jumping on the sofa again. And, you know, there's no placebo in animals, right, Paul?
No, they can't make anything up.
So what? I mean, obviously, joints, that's a good place to start. If you have joint problems, start with this before you go for something else, like a total knee replacement. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you can do it for rotator cuff injuries, degenerative joints, osteo and rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory arthritis, bursitis and synovitis, carpal tunnel syndrome, hip pain, meniscus damages, knee injuries.
Why carpal tunnel? I would think that carpal tunnel syndrome is the effect of a narrowing because of an overgrowth. How does this help that?
Well, what's interesting is you can use this product to replace steroid injections. So it's also, not only does it regrow things, but it's a very, very potent anti-inflammatory with a long-acting effect. So you can actually do facet blocks, epidurals with it, nerve blocks, because it begins to regrow and knock the inflammation out of the nerve.
Okay, so I have some lumbar spine issues going on. And once we identify what exactly is going on, if it turns out that I have some minor nerve damage, would I be a candidate for that, or you can't use it in the spine?
Oh, you totally can use it in the spine. Like I said, you can use it for a facet block. You can use it for interdiscal injections. And you can even use it for epidural injections.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What other what about healing tissue issues? So, you know, let's say a muscle tear that's not completely torn. We're not talking about pulling the attachments off. We're talking about just tearing the muscle itself.
Partial muscle tears, tendon tears, and ligament tears, it works amazing.
How?
And there's research out. I mean, there's been studies that are out there on the Internet that show the effects of it as well.
What do you mean, show the effects?
I mean, there's been, like, clinical studies where they've done, 14 ankles with ligament tears and sprains, and it shows the time healing in that. There's been footnoted full research on this stuff out there. Plus, on the bone marrow-derived stem cells, there's a plethora of research. And when it makes PubMed, you've got large universities using this stuff, it's not going away. It's here to stay. In fact, one of my patients actually ruptured her cornea, and they actually used this placental graft and did it, and they put it in her eye to help repair the cornea.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I mean, they're using it. When they do the heart transplants down at U of L or down at hospitals here in town, they're actually using a membrane patch.
What about the stem cells that, because you mentioned heart, they have heart, people who have like congestive heart failure have gone to places like Mexico and Venezuela to clinics there to be infused intravenously with stem cells that are supposed to get taken up in any damaged tissue and help repair heart muscle, for instance, you know, necrotic tissue in the heart. From ischemic reperfusion effect. Are these the same stem cells and just in a different medium that they can actually apply them intravenously?
They're in a different medium, and they may just be the healing fluid around it, because the larger tissues can actually get caught up in the lungs. So there are off-state, off-the U.S. clinics that do it, and there's even a few here in the States that are doing it, but I would definitely do your research on that before you move forward.
So what else can you inject this this stem cell tissue into to help repair it? We've talked about joints, talked about muscle. What about what other tissue?
You can repair it. You can do it in nerves for nerve. Like, for example, you can do it along the course of a nerve for neuropathy. You can do it in plantar fasciitis. You can do it inside the shoulder joint itself. Mm. You can do it in the soft tissues of the neck.
Neuropathy is a big problem today because of type 2 diabetes. How well does it work with neuropathy, and how do you apply it? What do you do?
Well, I wouldn't. Do you handle the type 2 diabetes? You got to figure out with neuropathy, is it a compression neuropathy or is it a diabetic neuropathy? And a lot of people have compression syndromes going on that are creating the neuropathy, and you have to differentiate that through small fiber testing.
Mm-hmm. If in fact you determined that it's a diabetic neuropathy, in fact, it really is, can you use this for that? And if so, where do you inject it? How does it work?
You would first have to correct the diabetes and reverse the diabetes. And that could be a whole other conversation we could have in the future, Carl. But first you would have to do that, because if you don't have the body healthier, you're going to waste your time and your money.
Yeah, right, because you're not removing the insult.
Yes.
The insult is still active there.
Yep.
Anything really jump out at you that you were surprised that you saw them using this for, that you went, you know, wow, I didn't see that coming?
Well, the epidural part just blew me away. I mean, just when I started seeing that and the interdiscal stuff, it just really, it's amazing what the research that's out there.
When you say interdiscal, are you saying they're actually injecting it into the disc?
Yes, they are.
Holy, that's amazing.
Yes.
And so does the disc start to plump back up and normalize?
Well, it starts to take the inflammation out of the disc. It won't actually plump it up, but the chronic inflammation, because you've got to remember, the weight of a quarter on a nerve will charge, create chronic pain in the body, yet the weight of a dime on the nerve is your natural weight of pressure on it. So if you take the inflammation out of the area without damaging the tissue, such as a steroid can damage your tissues, it's such a better for the body. It's so much better for the body.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, that's something. So now we have an answer for people who have disc issues. Now, if you have a ruptured disc, I would imagine that's not going to work because the stuff is seeping out of the disc already, right?
Yeah, if it's a rupture, definitely you'd have to be concerned with that. But if it's a pretty big bulge, it will help.
Really? So a disc, the outer portion of a disc is made from basically collagen.
Collagen.
Yeah. So, so you're going to improve the tensile strength, so to speak, of the capsule of the disc.
Not only that, but remember, it's a very, very potent anti-inflammatory. So if you can, you know, if we took half of your listeners, if we took all your listeners, did MRIs on them, 50% of them have bulging discs, whether you have pain or not. You know, half the people in the world have bulging discs, so that's what we're talking from. If you knock the inflammation out, restore the biomechanics of the area, get the area to heal, you know?
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take one more commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the cost of having something like this done. Plug your website again, Paul.
DynamicMedRehab.com. That's DynamicMedRehab.com.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger. Work it, make it better.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Paul Constanti. We're talking about a stem cell therapy that's available to you in your hometown, most likely. Dr. Paul, before we talk about the costs involved, what are people looking for? Is there a name for this particular product?
Well, there's a couple products out there. There's a product called Surgilogix. We've had great results with. It's a frozen product. And there's another one we've had great results with, which is called PX50. And it comes frozen and non-frozen as well, or PX100 from Sky Biologics.
What's the difference between 50 and 100? Like how many?
It's the amount of fluid that they put in the vial.
Oh, okay. So what are we looking at in cost? So let's say I end up needing something, my knee. I want to have my knee injected, for instance. What am I looking at? How many injections over what period of time, and what am I looking at as a cost as a patient?
It's one injection, and we charge $3,500 in our clinic for that.
One shot. Now, is this something that insurance companies are picking up at this point in time, or are they just...
No, it's not covered by insurance. The injection, depending on the area, is done under guided ultrasound, imaged ultrasound, and takes, you know, 5 minutes to do.
And so, are there non-responders? Because that's a big out-of-pocket for the average person. So are there people out there who should know, now look, you know, it doesn't work for everybody, or does it pretty much
work
for everybody?
Well, first of all, we would want to screen the body, find out what you've done, screen the patient, what you've done, what you've not done, look at x-rays, pull a new MRI if we need one, do any type of nerve testing or physiological testing that we find, and make sure what is creating the pain is actually creating the pain.
Okay. Then what about if once you identify that, do you have to address the cause of the problem before you try to inject? Otherwise, the problem won't go away.
Well, that's another thing, too. Sometimes we would treat someone, do some therapy on somebody for 2 to 4 weeks to get the other area that could be creating it to calm down and stabilize and do the injection. Or it might be patients that have already done all the other therapies. Like, for example, people that have failed hyaluronic acid injections, there's no results. You know, we've done this procedure and had great results.
What about plasma-rich, what is it called?
PRP, platelet-rich plasma.
Yeah. What about that? Where does that fit into this? Like, if you've had that and it didn't work, or does that work just as good as this?
Well, platelet-rich plasma, the thing about that is it creates an inflammatory response inside the body. And, you know, another thing it doesn't have inside of it is it doesn't have hyaluronans, and it doesn't have a collagen scaffold and a complete tissue matrix, and it does have some growth factors as well. So, you know, I think there's a specific use for PRP, there's a specific use for bone marrow aspirate cells, adipose cells. Then the placental tissue matrix, what's really nice about that is less chance of inflammatory reactions or side effects. No multiple treatments. We don't have to draw your blood. We don't have to spin your blood down.
But does PRP work?
PRP does work. It doesn't secrete the growth factors as stem cells can secrete.
What about Dr. Allen? He has that clinic in Florida that does intra-articular growth hormone injections. What do you think about the intra-articular growth hormone injections? Obviously, not a lot of people want to do them because it's growth hormone. Everybody's freaked out. But have you heard anything about that, the effectiveness of those?
I have not studied the effectiveness of those, but I've done enough research on the effectiveness of this placental tissue matrix or these frozen stem cells or room temperature stem cells, and it's been amazing.
Okay. So what do people do if they want to investigate this? And let's say they don't live here. They're in California. They're in New York. Where do they start their research to find a clinician that does this type of therapy?
I'm in a network with a group of doctors across the U.S. They could definitely contact me through the website, and I could refer them to someone I know.
Right.
They could, you know, talk to friends in the area that have had the procedure done. They can go online and search it out. But I'm part of a group of about 500 clinics across the U.S., and I'd be happy to make a referral.
If you get this therapy done, do you have to take time off from the gym?
Well, that's what's really neat. You only need to take a couple weeks off from the gym. Like, let's say you did your knees. You're not going to be doing any squatting or heavy running or working out for about 2 to 3 weeks. But you can work out the rest of your body. You just want to let it calm down and then get into an active rehab program to actually build the area back up.
Sciatic nerve pain is a big problem today. It could be from lumbar compression. It could be from piriformis compression. Is this therapy effective for sciatic nerve pain? And if
very much so, very much so.
What about if a guy's got two sciatic nerves that bother him? Do you inject it at the at where it exits the spine, or do you have to go in each leg?
Well, you would have to exit both sides. You know, you would inject both sides of where it exits the spine. Fine, but you'd also want to know which nerve roots are actually creating the pain, because you got to get the medicine or the product in the area that's actually generating the pain. So we would use a Axion 2 nerve fiber testing combined with a regular NCV possibly too to make sure that we've got the nerve isolated and long correlating that with your MRI.
So is that double the price because you're doing two separate nerves?
We actually do give a discount for the second area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I don't understand why insurance companies wouldn't start picking this up, especially if the big pharmaceutical companies are leading the charge in this. Is this still considered experimental?
It is, but what's interesting, they are picking it up when they're using it as a tissue graft, or also for, like, you know, eye procedures, and they are picking it up, like, on transplant procedures, and sometimes they're even picking it up for, like, if you're going to get a spinal cord stimulator in, and they actually wrap it, the surgery site, with that, too.
I think it's funny that they'll pay for a knee replacement, but they won't.
$60,000 to $100,000.
Yeah, they won't. They won't pay. Is that how much a knee replacement is these days?
About $50,000 to $60,000. Yeah.
Really? I didn't realize they were that expensive, and they do them today. Like, you know, you're ordering coffee. I mean, I know a girl who just had both of her knees replaced. She's not old, and she's not obese. So don't, you know, you can't go, oh, well, she's overweight and she wore her knees out. This is obviously chronic inflammation at its best. And they just flip, they like, oh, yeah, sure, get your knees replaced, $60,000 a pop. Really? I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
And so you would think the insurance companies would want to try this as a first line of defense before they have to come out of pocket for $60,000.
Just remember, what keeps you paying your insurance benefits? The fear of having to spend $60,000.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Dr. Paul Costanti, give your website again so that if people want to find a clinician in their area, they can reach out to you. And
it's www.dynamicmedrehab.com. www.dynamicmedrehab.com.
Okay, so is that why you haven't been in the gym? Because you just did your ankles and your hips?
In my knees. I was just taking it easy. Yeah, exactly.
So when will we see you back there?
I'll be back there on Monday, actually.
Okay, I'll be looking for you.
Thanks, Carl.
All right, take care. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back, and we'll wrap up the show.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunch.
lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Interesting stuff about the stem cell, for sure. You know, $3,500 is a lot of money, except if you're facing some sort of debilitating chronic issue, and you're just looking for relief and potential repair, then it's not too much money. I want to thank Brooks Cubic, too. Don't forget to check out his website, brookscubic.com, for all the wonderful things he does. Don't forget to give Exact a try. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Exact banner ad to get your free sample. And, of course, don't forget, Dr. Jeff offered yesterday on Signs for Humans to send people a free sample of Test Charge, their test boost, testosterone booster. Free. Go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand corner where you see Ask a Scientist. Click that and ask Dr. Jeff for a free sample of Test Charge. And tomorrow's Friday. Elise has been working on Casual Friday all week. We've got some great stories to talk about tomorrow. And we're going to also talk about Thanksgiving tomorrow. For those of our friends who don't live in the U.S., next weekend is Thanksgiving, and we are off for Thanksgiving. So we won't have a Casual Friday, so we're going to incorporate Thanksgiving into tomorrow's Casual Friday as well. Hope you can make it then. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.